I call your name. Sometimes I wonder, Ken, will I ever be the same?
The Fuzzy Glove Hour is back on the air. Welcome back, Andy Breckman.
Hey, Ken, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes before 7, uh-huh. maybe one of our listeners will do this.
Okay.
Just remind me to call or text the parking lot downstairs to have my car brought up.
Oh, ready?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You want your car brought up and ready for you?
Yeah.
Where did you park your car?
Right around the corner because you lost the parking garage. The only reason any of us came to work here.
Right.
Except for... You know, that, the parking, and of course, is $62,000 a year.
So you're parked under the Dunkin' Donuts there?
And parked around the corner.
And what kind of car is it?
You don't worry your pretty little head what kind of car it is. How have you been, buddy?
I'm doing great.
How are the 2 weeks? You ran some reruns?
Magic. No. We had
some original programming?
Yep.
Oh, people love that.
Yeah,
good call.
David Cooper.
Can't go wrong. David Cooper. Can't go wrong.
And
who is he?
Nadia the week before.
Fantastic. That little girl.
Yep.
Brilliant programming.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Thank you.
You still got it.
Thanks. So where were you at?
Yeah, I was with my wife for a week.
Uh-huh. Where?
We went to an island to try to rekindle our romance. Try to remember why we...
You went to Rancho Relaxo?
Together. Yeah.
What island?
You don't worry your pretty head about. Here are two things you don't have to worry about. What car I'm driving. Where I vacation. You have enough problems.
Well, you're not there anymore, so why are you embarrassed?
We were on Martha's Vineyard.
Really? You were on Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
On the off chance, I know it's a long shot, you're going to laugh that Obama would be a fan of the show.
Right.
And reach out and call me at the last minute. I just sat by the phone.
Well,
I mean, it's a long shot. I'm embarrassed.
How did it happen that you managed to do a stand-up bit at the wedding?
I did not get invited to it. Well, it's not a wedding, I don't think. It was a birthday bash.
Oh, I blew it. Okay.
Yeah. And then the kids and I, my older kids and I, went to Orlando, Disney World.
Ah, you escaped the hurricane just in time.
Yeah, we got back just in time.
Cool.
You notice, and that's my story.
Notice anything new about me?
No, you're right. You have a little bit of a positive attitude. Kind of scares me, kind of off-putting.
I got a new eye.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got a new right eye.
What, they fixed some cataract?
Yeah, they put in a robotic smart lens into my right eye.
Has it changed your life?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I can see again.
Great.
Yeah, it's nice.
Great. Good, I'm glad for you, Kenny.
Thank you.
I know you're going through, I know you have a few health concerns. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
And your family. Would you like us to spend an hour just kind of reaching out to all our devout listeners, people that pray regularly and can pray for you?
No, not needed.
I know you have, you're concerned about your heart.
Getting the angiogram tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't need the prayers.
Yeah, don't send your prayers to Ken.
Yeah, don't believe in prayers.
Yeah. In lieu of prayer, send gifts. Send Legos. Video games.
Well, especially Legos.
Yeah.
Send them to WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Legos only, please.
Did we do the Legos bit?
We just did it.
Is it time to call my car?
No.
Okay. Then
let's prepare. What kind of car is it?
It's a Volt. It's a Chevy Volt.
Chevy Volt with New Jersey license plates. Okay, and it's parked underneath the Dunkin' Donuts on Green Street.
I don't know. Is that a Dunkin' Donut? It's around the corner.
Yeah, underneath.
Across from the diner.
Right.
Is it time yet?
Underneath Montgomery Green.
Don't tease me. Don't keep talking about the car and not letting me call. You're just taunting me
now. Are you going to call him on the air?
If that would make you happy.
Yeah, I think you should.
I was born to make you happy, Kenny.
Yeah. Well,
were you born to make me happy?
Not really.
I can't see that at all.
No, I had to go to school for it.
Yeah.
They sent me to finishing school.
To make me happy?
To make Andy happy.
Here's how to please your co-host.
Yep.
I could let me guess at what point you flunked out of that.
It was
school.
A bunch of BS. I don't see why I had to have good posture. Good posture just hasn't figured into me pleasing you at all.
I've seen the report card.
You couldn't care less if I stand up straight.
Nope, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
As long as I'm serviced sexually, your posture really doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. That makes it all clear. Gotcha. Well,
your class, by the way, is my favorite class. the class of 94.
Well,
damn, I love that class.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Not just you. All 44 members of that graduating class. Fantastic. That was the golden years.
We've had about 12 of them as call screeners.
Yeah, we need an intern here.
No.
Yeah.
No, we do.
Yes,
not.
We do. I agree.
No,
I agree with you.
We don't.
We
need,
do.
No.
Ken, I'm saying I agree.
We have Jeremiah.
No, but he's not here. He's the best, but he's not here.
Yeah, but he does the newsletter.
Oh, excuse me. Jeremiah, if you're listening, I need my stove fixed, or at least I need to know if you're going to try to fix it.
I think your stove is unfixable.
Hold on, Ken. I'm talking to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, if you're not going to be able to make the trip and fix it, we just need to know because then we'll have to call back our regular service.
Yeah, Jeremiah mentioned to me that your stove is unfixable, but he didn't have the heart to tell you.
All right. Now, what do we got tonight, Kenny?
Tonight we got...
We're rolling.
Yeah, we need a therapist. We need a licensed therapist or a psychoanalyst. Or
someone that's been to one.
Psychologist or somebody who knows one.
Someone's married to one.
Married to one, been to one, went out with one.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. We just need a therapist.
Saw a movie with one. Saw Good Will Hunting or something.
The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about...
Dreams.
Yeah, dreams. You think a lot of our listeners, you think a good percentage of our listeners, a healthy percentage, has dreamt about you or the station?
I have been told by many listeners about weird WFMU dreams they've had.
So I've never dreamt about you. It's kind of a point of pride with me.
I think I've dreamt about you, but I don't remember the dreams.
Every morning I wake up and go, woohoo! Woo! I put another notch on the wall. Woo!
I had an intense dream about you one time, and then I woke up, and half my pillow was eaten.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, I've never dreamt about you, because maybe I have no anxiety at all about the show.
Yeah.
Or the station.
There you go.
Yeah. But our regular listeners have anxiety about the station.
Of course, yes. Gobs and gobs of anxiety. That's what we want to hear about tonight. The dreams, not the hopes and wishes you've had about WFMU.
But people the actual dreams about the station.
Nocturnal dreams, but asexual rules are in effect.
You know, I just realized the fatal flaw of this show.
Yeah. What?
I'll tell you later, but it's a big one.
What is it? No, I have to know.
Well, let me give the phone number. 201-209-9368. Is that our phone number?
That is the phone number.
201-209-9368. Have you ever dreamt about Ken or WFMU? I assume no one.
Anything about WFMU.
I assume no one's dreamt about me.
Oh, I bet you people have dreamt about
I
you.
I ask them every week not to dream about me as a personal favor.
I've never heard you say that.
You know the personal, fatal flaw?
What?
No one else's dreams are ever the least bit interesting.
That is a fatal flaw. That's why I was surprised you wanted to do this.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. I had other ideas.
You did?
Didn't you nix other ideas? Hiring an intern.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, we're not hiring an intern. There's nothing for an intern to do. Jeremiah's doing the main thing, which is the newsletter.
No, just to be here during this hour.
To do what?
Sometimes I need scrap paper.
I can hand you scrap paper. Do you need scrap paper?
Sometimes my butt crack itches.
Here's some scrap paper for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to itch your butt.
Okay, well, that's what Kevin the intern's here for.
Kevin's not going to do that either.
If it's in his job description, he will. I'll make it very clear in the interview. Wait, the interview can be live next week.
No, we're not hiring an intern.
I'll make you bet we are.
No.
When are you going on vacation?
The week after next.
Hi, you'll meet Kevin when you get back.
Only if you do a show while I'm on vacation.
Okay, I will if I can hire an intern.
Well, you got to do a show with somebody else then. You got to do a show
with someone that can work the board.
With Olivia or Matt or
somebody. I just need somebody there for the first half hour once I've hired Kevin. Kevin will handle the board.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of trouble hiring an intern. If it's in the job description that itching your butt is duty number one.
It's not duty number one.
Oh, okay. What is duty number one?
Well, I guess I'll have to think about it. Oh boy, that is exciting. I get to make a list of duties for my intern. Maybe I have this impulse, I want to play some music during the show.
Yeah.
Kevin, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I can play Paul Revere and
Go
the Raiders.
Go get Kicks.
Kicks? The song Kicks?
Yeah.
That's by Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Oh, it's the greatest. Huh. It's the first anti-drug song ever hit the top 40. Yeah. I know there's no way you'd be familiar with it.
No.
I know you was banned. I know it's banned from the station.
It is. All anti-drug songs.
No, let's play Kicks right now while we're waiting for a call. 201-209-9368. You see, Ken, Kicks just keep getting harder to find.
Well, I never realized that was Paul Revere.
Oh, my God. They were the greatest. You know why they're on my mind? I'm reading the Tarantino paperback. Novelization.
Of what? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Oh, and yeah, Paul Revere. Yeah, Sharon Tate was a big Paul Revere and the Raiders fan.
Well, because Meltzer produced them.
Ah, that's right.
And they lived in the house.
Okay.
And in fact, a couple Paul Revere songs were written in that house.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That book is great. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I'm still working on it.
They really rocked, man. They were the greatest. Plus, you got the ponytail.
And you
plus, you got the costumes.
The hats.
Man, that's a full package. That's a rock band.
Well, nobody's calling yet with the FMU dreams.
Hey, where were you when you heard... Charlie Watts died.
I think I was at Dealey Plaza.
Behind the grassy knoll?
Yeah. Somebody yelled it from the top of the Texas Book Depository building.
Listen, can I tell you something seriously? We joke around a lot.
Yeah.
But if you ever do meet Mick Jagger in person, here's a tip.
Okay.
Don't start him up. Just trust me on this.
All right. I won't.
You'll thank me later. Come on. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah. Got
it. Come on. Make it happen.
Yeah, got it.
Make it happen now.
This is what your intern would have done?
Yeah. Oh, come on. How great is this? This girl thought she found the answer on that magic carpet ride.
Hey, we got a call.
No! Can't be better than Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing fine now that you called.
I feel better about it myself.
And who have you dreamt about, Ken or Andy?
Well, that wasn't the question, was it?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, you didn't ask that question. No, I didn't dream about either of you guys.
Yeah, the question is, any dream about WFMU?
Oh, daydreaming?
No. Nocturnal dream.
No, this guy's not for us, Ken.
Sorry.
This guy's
Hi, you're on the air.
I had kind of a weird Andy Breckman dream.
That's great. Not possible.
Great.
Please don't do that.
All right, here's what it was. I went to your Kickstarter when you had that toy with Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah.
I played it for my wife.
Oh, it was John Lovitz, yeah.
Oh, yeah, John Lovitz.
She threatened to murder me if I bought that for anyone in my family. And that night I dreamed about her going on a killing spree because I bought it for my nephew for Christmas.
That toy was called Little Diablo, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah. And it did provoke a number of killing sprees across the country. I was very proud of that.
Did that come out, Little Diablo?
Yes, last quarter. You know, you get a statement from the toy company every quarter.
Uh-huh.
Last quarter, that is first quarter 2021, we sold one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I made 42 cents.
Oh, my God.
Little Diablo. That's my nightmare about Little Diablo. We all have our nightmares. I'm living mine.
Well, thanks for your FMU dream, caller.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
201-209-9368. Hey, you can find Little Diablo on Breaking Games. That's the name of the company. Oh, here it is. You see, she thought she found the answer on a magic carpet ride. Oh, Ken, listen to the song. Listen to the lyrics. If you can, you can't run away from yourself.
I've never heard the original version of that song.
It's the greatest.
I've only heard the pro-drug version.
Yeah. 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 Kicks. Woohoo. That's the version Ken does. 201-209-9368. Have you dreamt about WFMU? You said we'd get tons of calls.
I thought we would. I've so many listeners have told me about weird dreams they've had about FMU.
Either maybe they're embarrassed.
About the building or about people here. You know what it is? It's the asexual rule that we're not allowing people to call up with sexual
dreams. Well, they can use euphemisms. There are other ways to describe their dream. Oh, for the love of God. You think most of the dreams about you are sexual in
nature? No, if there are sexual dreams about you or me, no problem.
Oh, I see. But you don't want sexual dreams about other staff members.
Right.
I can. You know what? I can understand that.
Yeah, there you go.
201-209-9368.
That's the phone number.
That's the phone number. Okay, avert your eyes, Ken.
Don't wear it out.
That board's going to get lit up. Kenny.
Yeah.
Well, this confirms my theory. I've polled a number of our listeners.
Yeah.
To see what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And their answer was pretty clear.
No dreams.
They want less talk and less music.
And what remains?
That wasn't clear. Wasn't clear. They weren't happy with either the talk or the music.
Okay, so less music, meaning like this?
Come on, play it out, buddy. Don't tease people.
Only if we got
don't
a call.
Don't be a Paul Revere and the Raider teaser.
We got a call. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Give it time. I believe in this call, Ken. Okay. I have a good feeling about it.
All right.
Give it time.
Hi there.
You don't have to say hi there.
Hello.
There it is.
Hello.
My faith in our listeners has been restored.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
Okay, hang on. No, Ken. This guy's golden.
Don't hang up. Okay?
Don't hang up. Don't you know a great phone call?
I guess I don't.
We wait all night for calls.
You're seeing potential in this call that I didn't
I believe
see.
In this call. This call's going to turn a corner any minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Now my brother, he done been a bona fide.
Well, now we'll never know the brother's been up to.
The funny voice rule is always in effect. Tonight, the asexual rules are in effect.
Just play Paul Revere.
Ready?
Yeah. Price. And don't it seem like kids just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get stoned. All your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind.
Yeah, see, the version I know, you better get stoned.
Yeah.
That's the version I know.
Why don't you play the Paul Revere song, and then you, Ken, can have 3.5 minutes for a rebuttal. It's federally mandated, equal time. 201-209-9368, if you've ever dreamt about WFMU. Oh, man, we're going to get lots of calls, wall-to-wall calls. And let me quote my friend Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. This is Andy in Chicago.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, man, you love the show.
You love the show, Andy.
I do.
Say it.
I love the show, and not just because I'm also Andy.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Hey, I didn't even notice that. That's my name, too.
Yes.
I did have a dream about WFMU, not about either of y'all.
Good.
Yeah, good.
It's kind of, it's like one of them deals where it's hard to move your... Like, you're trying to do something, and you're telling your hands to turn the dial on the radio.
Yeah, to get the station off. Yeah, right. The station,
but it's hard.
Yeah,
but that's that's frustrating. But then I'm listening to WFMU.
Yeah,
and it's only guitar-based music, and that's all. And I keep trying to change it and find something else.
But you can't.
That's a very common nightmare.
And more mad,
yes.
And more and more frustrated.
Yes.
And that's all I remember from
the dream. Yeah, that is a dream that everybody has.
Yes, they can't turn FMU off.
Right.
Yes.
And you know what's actually true, they found, is that if you dream that you can't turn WFMU off and you're trying and trying, then if you do turn WFMU off, you die in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Ken. That's a nice.
Right. Well, then
you keep thinking that, Ken.
Oh, then I know what to do the next time I have that dream.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
No, just keep trying to change that dial.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
That's a bad one. That's pretty traumatic.
Yeah. It's like running after the monster, running away from a monster, and you can't move your legs.
It's exactly like that. It's the radio equivalent of that.
Yeah.
And you're screaming, less talk, less music.
Less music?
You don't need kicks, Ken.
The real line is, you need more kicks. So that was their answer song to, like, White Rabbit or something?
It might predate White Rabbit.
Predates White Rabbit. Wow.
Sorry to play an anti-drug song on your station, Ken.
Apology accepted.
I'll make it up to you somehow.
Apology accepted.
201-209-9368. Hey, tell us about your WFMU dream.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Frank. Before I tell you about my dreams, I've been listening until I called in now.
Uh-huh.
Give me like a quick like run-up of like what I'm up against.
Do you mean what other dreams we've heard?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I can't listen to this station 24/7.
Yeah, we've barely heard any dreams.
No,
so.
No doctor would let you. Yeah, we haven't really nailed down a real interesting dream yet.
I mean, because I think my problem with WFMU, though, I mean, on the 24-hour thing, I do keep it in the background as I sleep, so I have those, like, weird REM cycle hallucination pseudo-dreams.
Do you remember any of them?
Well, the thing is that it's more of one of those, like, imagery things. I hate you guys because, like, you put Zoe on at, like, Monday night at midnight.
Yeah, well, we did that because we hate you, too.
Hey, that's a whole other show.
You messed up.
That's a whole other show. You stumbled onto an interesting topic.
What?
Give us a call and tell us why you hate WFMU. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been having some very timely dreams lately. It's been kind of weird. But I had this one that's kind of about both of you.
Okay.
More about Andy, I guess.
Yeah, more. They always are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love the show, and, you know, at first this was a terrible dream, but it actually ended up being okay. I mean, so Andy ended up getting a television show, and the show had to take a break, and I was really bummed because, you know, it's one of my favorite shows.
You've got some terrible noise there in the background.
Ken, he's talking about me. Let it roll.
Sorry.
But the dream, I was kind of excited because D.B. Cooper took over for Andy. It was great.
D.B. Cooper, the hijacker?
Yeah, the hijacker.
What was that?
Yeah, the hijacker, D.B. Cooper.
You mean I was on the air, I was starring in a show, but then I suddenly didn't appear on the show.
Yeah, you took off from FMU.
I took off, and
that guy who filled in last night took over, and it was great. I mean, I was
the guy from last week,
you
say.
Yeah.
Then I was a little bummed when I woke
I think
up.
I think this guy's pulling our leg.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I can never tell.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
This is as bad as it gets.
No, it gets worse.
Hey, why do you hate WFMU? 201-209-9368. Wait, don't hang up on this.
You have a good feeling about this
one? I really do. My spidey sense is tingling.
Yeah, this one's already disturbing to me.
I've been in broadcasting for 30 years. Believe me. Trust me. Trust my instinct.
This one's good?
This one's good.
You know, it was 30 years ago that our old program, 7 Second Delay, began. It was August 91.
Wait, it was?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
But I didn't join until September 91.
Yeah, Black Friday.
Yeah. It was Black Wednesday.
Yeah, Black Wednesday.
Hi, you're on the air. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hi. I don't have a dream, and I don't hate WFMU, but I'd be your intern.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what's your name?
Michael.
No, sorry.
No, Michael's okay.
No.
Michael.
He said it had to be
Michael,
named,
hold on.
He had to be named Kevin.
Ken, let me play this out.
You said Kevin.
Okay. He'll go by Kevin when he's here. Michael.
He's gone.
Michael.
I hung up on him because his name wasn't Kevin.
If Michael was here, I'd have him.
I didn't realize that you were going to rename the person. I thought that they had to be named Kevin.
I'd have him force cherry bombs down your throat if Michael was here. Michael, call me back. I'm very interested in your application.
Only give your phone number so he can call you back directly. Otherwise, yeah. I'm hanging up on it.
201-209-9368. There's something about Michael I really responded to.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know he can dial 10 digits.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know English is his first or second language.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you loud and clear. Have you had dreams about WFMU?
What I hate most about WFMU is there's not enough lowbrow humor.
Okay, not enough lowbrow humor. Gotcha. This guy's pulling our leg.
Yeah.
It's nothing but lowbrow humor.
Pulling our leg would be a little bit of lowbrow humor. Yeah. 201-209-9368. Well, this show... That's the fade out. That's the big fade out.
It's over.
So, Ken, we really haven't heard a real dream yet.
Not really.
No,
well, no, we kind of heard one.
No, I don't think we have.
Hi, you're on the air.
Michael. Michael, call me back.
Looking for Ken and Andy.
Hey, who's this?
This is Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, my favorite show is Garbage Time. So
okay.
You need to give Matt Warwick more Echo and more Garbage Time.
But have you had a dream about Garbage Time?
Yes. I always dream about Garbage Time.
No.
Ken.
It's like we're in the middle of the ocean and the wind has just stopped.
Hey, you know how artists...
We're adrift.
You know how bands will sometimes re-record their hits so that they can own the master recording?
Yes, when they get a new record deal.
This is the re-recorded version of Kicks.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, it sounds different. It's very different.
It is?
Yeah. Wow, interesting.
It is, yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's close to interesting.
Hey, it's Michael. I'm calling back.
Hey,
Michael.
Ken, no. Ken, Michael. Michael, email Ken your contact information. Can you get here? Can you be here every Wednesday for an hour?
Absolutely.
I'll need you to get here 90 minutes early.
Michael, my email address is kfriedman, K-F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N.
No. It's Ken at WFMU.
At WFMU.
Michael, how old are you? Are you in college?
.com.
I'm out of college.
You're out of college. And you're free on Wednesday evenings?
.edu.
Oh, yes.
Now, do you have something like a back scratcher or something that can scratch my back or other parts of my body?
I can get one.
Yeah, like even a coat hanger, even a metal hanger will do.
Yeah, I have that.
And what other duties might my intern need, Ken?
Well, they would have to have broken glass and rusty nails so that you...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
To distract me during shows like this.
Right.
Yeah. I think this guy would be great. Where do you live, Michael? What town?
I'm in Haledon.
Hold, where's that, Ken?
It's in New Jersey.
Hold on. Ken, are you here next week?
Yes, I am.
Michael, can you be here next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. It's Ken at WFMU.org.
.com.
No, .org.
.edu.
Why are you trying to discourage this? Are you vaccinated, Michael? Can you prove it?
Yeah.
You're double vaccinated.
Absolutely.
And would you wear a hazmat suit or a mask, a big grown-up mask?
Absolutely. I'd wear two if you need it.
If he comes in with proof of vaccination and wearing two masks, would you be comfortable, Ken?
I want to know what...
his angle is? What's he up to?
What's he after? What your intern's duties are.
Well, I have a whole week to figure that out.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Maybe he can go through, like, I'll bring in some books of jokes, zingers.
Okay.
If I ever get stuck.
Yeah.
Michael will just feed me a zinger.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
I can do that.
Yeah. This kid's the greatest. Okay. This is going to turn this whole operation around.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of success, Ken. Okay. Don't be afraid. If Michael can prove he's double vaccinated and comes in masks, would you be comfortable?
Got to think about it. It's actually against the rules.
But wait, you have interns come in anyway, don't you? Don't you have interns coming in?
Yeah, they're real interns, though.
Well, how are they different than Michael?
Well, you've got...
You know he's a fan of the show.
You've got some kind of other agenda here. I'm not.
No, what other agenda? My butt itches. That's my agenda. It's pretty simple. And then look, you know how I sit here and doodle during the show?
Yeah.
Michael can doodle for me.
Oh, yeah. I do that anyway.
Yeah. Michael could be my doodler.
What would you do?
I would be able to relax and focus on my job, which is entertaining our listeners, interacting with you.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you next week, Michael. Ken at WFMU.org. You just email Ken.
Yeah.
No, not EDU. .org.
Yeah, KenFMU at WFMU. It's Ken WFMU.
No. He's misleading you.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Man, wait till you see how
all right,
things,
so your third...
Wait till you see how things work out next week. Oh, my God. It's going to make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
You're going to be kicking yourself. Here's my impression of you next week.
Okay.
We waited 30 years for this? Why didn't we do this 30 years ago? What was I thinking?
Well, we've had interns.
No, not personal interns during the show.
They used to be our call screeners.
This is different, Ken. This is different.
How so?
You'll see.
Do you want Michael to be our call screener? Is that what you want?
He could do that, too. He could do anything I want.
All right. Good call screener has to have a good BS detector.
Yeah. And has to wear something flirty when he comes to work.
What would you recommend for Michael?
I'm going to start thinking about it. I have a whole week.
Yeah,
Michael and I will talk.
Muscle shirt?
Michael and I will talk.
Yeah.
I don't want him to wear the same thing you're wearing. That would just get embarrassing.
A monokini,
perhaps? We'll have to coordinate our wardrobes.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my intern. Where do you see next week?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Ken, how's it going with you?
Okay, yeah. Ken, good. I'm really going to focus next week. Okay. It's going to be a whole new me. Wait, hold on, caller.
Hang on, caller.
Andy's talking. It's going to be a whole new me. It's going to be a dawn. It's going to be 30 years. It's going to be the next 30 years. We'll be completely different.
Begins next week.
Yeah, okay. It all begins next week.
Yeah.
We're hitting the reset button next week.
Yeah.
When you add the new disease vector of Michael into the studio.
I'm on Michael power next week. He's my valet. I can't call him an intern. For some reason, Ken has a problem. I have a valet next week.
A valet.
That's like an official title. Like, you could call him Michael Esquire. That's just an honorific.
That's something that you should have Michael do next week. You should have Michael get your car
out of
the garage.
Yes, at 10 to 7.
Yes.
So
that at 7:01, you just walk out the front door and get in your car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, or he'll carry me out the front door.
That would be good, too.
Over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of physical contact.
Exactly, my friend. Exactly.
Andy loves it. Andy had so little physical contact during the lockdown that now he cannot get enough.
Pulls the fold up.
Now, is he a hugger whenever he leaves here?
He pulls the fold up at 10. Wait, quarter to 7 gets the vault.
Okay.
10 to 7 pulls it up.
Yeah.
In front of the station.
Yep. Blocks the bicycle lane.
Blocks the bicycle
lane. Because he's got cojones. He doesn't care about the bike
lane. 5 to 7 comes upstairs. Reads the legal ID. Those days are over, Ken. You don't need to read the legal ID ever again.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Michael will read it, and then he'll carry me downstairs.
This is...
Right, put me in the
Michael,
car.
Michael, if you're listening, the emergency blinkers can be used as a thank you as well as a warning.
That's right.
Wow, this is it's starting to sound pretty good to me. I have to admit.
You've read your last legal ID.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I would love to not have to do that anymore.
Don't worry about it. Michael can practice all week.
Nadia did a great legal ID 2 weeks ago, I got to tell you.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
All right, so anyway, caller, have you had a WFMU dream?
Oh, of course. I just wanted to ask why you play jazz from like 9 to noon every Friday.
Oh, because that's the jazz show.
Ah, that would answer
the question. That's the answer, yes. Oh, that's...
I knew there was a reason.
Right.
Why you play jazz.
J-A and the J-M. The J-A stands for jazz.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
J stands for jazz.
J-A stands for jazz, too.
Yeah.
If it's just J, it could be anything. It could be Jonesen.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah.
J-A, that stands for jazz.
Yeah, and it can't stand for Jackson.
No,
so,
it
for
can't.
For some reason. 201-209-9368. And this is a disaster.
Yeah, we haven't had a single real dream about WFMU. And
so
the sad thing is I've had so many dreams about WFMU, but I can't tell them on the air. You won't let me.
Because they're just not interesting.
They're just so boring. Like that recurring WFMU nightmare that I have.
One of Michael's jobs next week will be to stand behind you
okay.
and just repeat less talk, less music.
Yeah, well, but at 6:45, he has to go get your car out of the garage.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
I'll have a tuna fish sandwich waiting for me when I get here. It's going to be great.
What, Mike, that he has to do that too? You have to write this all down.
I know. I'm going to talk to him. Now, wait. Now, how do you pay these interns? You don't pay them, do you?
No, we give them credits.
What does that mean, for college?
Well, WFMU credits.
Yeah, I'll give you credits. I'm going to give you a trillion credits.
I wouldn't give a trillion WFMU credits.
Yeah, truckloads and truckloads of credits.
I might give them 1,000 WFMU credits.
And what can you get with 1,000 credits?
Well, you have to go to a place that accepts the credits.
Yeah. Yeah. GameStop, I think, might accept the credits.
They used to.
Yeah, they used to.
No, but not since their stock plummeted.
Well, maybe they will. Try them, Michael.
Some Taco Bells.
On Wednesday after the show. See if GameStop will accept your credit.
You can try. Tell them. Mention Andy's name. Some Taco Bells still accept WFMU credits.
Yeah. And if they don't, if they say they don't, you make us stink, buddy.
Yeah.
Right there in the drive-through lane. 201-209-9368. I'm going home early.
WFMU demerits. Now those are worth their weight in gold.
Listen.
Burger King accepts those.
We joke around a lot. It's fun to have fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going home early.
It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how.
There's nothing like fun. Yeah. We take the un out of unfun. There's our motto.
So that all you have remaining is
fun. Yeah. That's how it works here at FMU. And I'm out of here.
No, you're not.
Yeah, so if Michael was here, I would be. I'd say, hey, Michael, fill in the last 20 minutes.
Hey, can a caller call here in 10 minutes to remind me, to remind Andy that it's time to call the garage to get his car ready? 10 minutes from now, I need a call at 201-209-9368.
Why don't we have callers now call to offer to call us in 10 minutes? And we'll pick the best alarm call.
Okay. 201-209-9368. Auditioning people to call us back in 10 minutes.
Wasn't Charlie Watts great, though?
He was a good drummer. Yeah, he was a great drummer. My favorite is Sympathy for the Devil.
Favorite drum?
My favorite.
He wasn't alone there.
Drum part.
Congas, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of drums going on.
You saw that Godard movie, right?
No, which one?
You didn't see the Godard movie it was the recording session for Sympathy?
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. It was them building the track.
Wow. Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that called?
Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, I believe it was called Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's a good...
Can't believe you've seen a Godard movie. That's amazing.
Yeah, but you have to skip over half of it.
Right, okay.
Half the Godard, it's intermittent scenes.
Yeah.
The other half of the movie is crap. I can't remember.
I liked Weekend. That was a fun Godard movie.
Yeah, it's good. Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm happy for you.
Hello?
Hello, you're really noisy. Can you call us back in 10 minutes?
No, I have faith in this guy. That's our guy. That was our call. Man, you have a trigger finger today.
He's new and improved. I didn't hang up on him.
Hello.
Hi. we thought you were new and improved.
Oh, man, I love this guy. Hello. Hello. No, okay, I give up.
Open the other windows in the car. He's gone.
I give up. Man, it's all going to be different next week.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael can even come up with a theme for the show. Michael can come up with our topic.
You won't like any of Michael's topics.
He'll be fine.
You never like anybody else's topics. All the call screeners we've ever had have always told me that you never accept their topics.
Yeah, but Michael's different. There's something about Michael.
Michael's different.
I wonder what his last name is. I wonder if he's Jewish.
Corleone?
Please be Jewish. Please be Jewish.
Hi, you're on the air.
I didn't know anything.
A Jewish intern. Oh.
You know, the...
That's evening. The dream, Ken.
Evening. Is this Michael Katz?
This is Michael Fats? Is that what you said?
No, Katz.
Oh, he's talking about my intern to be.
Have you had a dream about WFMU?
That's it.
All right.
He's gone.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Damn. We take 2 weeks off and that kills kills our regular caller. Nadia hasn't called. Pam hasn't called.
Because we've lost all our momentum.
Danger hasn't called. Danger hasn't called in over a year.
But, Ken, it might be because everybody's traveling. It's the
Hunter
end of August.
Hunter died. I mean, it's just like all
Hunter
our regular.
Hunter died?
Yeah, he was a regular caller. Hunter, your nemesis?
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, we did a whole show for Hunter.
I'm going to send Michael to his funeral.
His funeral happened years ago.
Well, I'm going to send Michael to his grave.
And do what?
Put some flowers.
Okay.
Wait, he was my nemesis?
He could put rocks on his gravestone.
If he's Jewish, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, if he was my nemesis, Michael, go to the grave, pee on the grave.
That's, no.
Why?
Why would you even?
He was my nemesis.
But it was like a game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Michael, put some flowers on the grave.
Rubber vomit.
Hunter was okay with me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, actually, the first dream that I had with WFMU in it, I just turned it on in the dream.
That's it?
Well, I had to solve the music problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's an unsolved.
You're at a party, you need an hour just to talk or two.
Yeah.
You need to find it. What music do you need? Just let's stop thinking.
No, that's known as
doing it.
That's known as the big problem.
Exactly.
The music on WFMU. That's what philosophers call it. The big problem.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's really opened up in terms of more people probably dreaming about at WFMU over the pandemic, I even think.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt? This is a little bit off topic.
Yep.
6 minutes till I get my car.
Okay, 6 minutes. Okay, I'll accept that.
I'm sorry, but go on what we were saying about the big problem.
He had a dream that he turned on WFMU and music started coming out of the radio, and he realized that he was face to face with what's known in academic philosophical circles as the big problem.
You mean what to do with what FMU's playing?
Yeah,
how do you handle it? How do you process it?
What do you do with this?
Yeah, what do you do with this?
Yeah. How do you define
this? It's very wonderful.
It's
not even what it's playing. It's the archive of it, too.
It baffles you. It insults you. It frustrates you. And then once a year, it asks you for money.
Twice a year.
Yeah.
Twice a year. Yep. Yeah. That's how we roll.
All right. Thanks, caller. There's covers of Kicks as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's play one. Who are there any bands that you recognize?
Let's see.
But how do you know it's the same song? It's such a great title.
Jesus, I thought they were covers. There's a karaoke version. Would you like to sing along with it?
I don't know if I know it that well, but sure, let's try it. Anything beats this. Come on, this is a great track. You got your something, something on that magic carpet right last night. Something, 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 but the world still cuts you up tight. Well, there's nothing, baby, you ain't tried to kill the emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, you still ain't feeling right. Now, Ken, listen to this. Listen to this part. Kicks just keep getting harder to find. All your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind till you find out it's too late, Kenny. You better get straight. You don't need kicks, Ken.
Feed your head. Hi, you're on the air.
I am. I'm so happy.
All right. Welcome. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. We've been waiting for your call.
Of course you have. I think the whole world has been waiting for this particular one.
I like your voice.
Well, I'm happy. I like both of your personalities.
I'm not so crazy about your personality, but I love your voice.
Well, that's okay. You spoke to me before. I am arrogant Pete, the vaxxed guy from a month and a half ago.
Hi, Pete.
Now, Ken, interestingly,
and I will be getting you some seeds in about 2 months.
Great. Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much, Pete.
You were born, weren't you born without a personality, Ken?
I was.
Yeah. I was. They transplanted one into you?
Well, no. It was at Andy Brickman Finishing School that they taught me to have a personality, but they made sure that it wasn't too good of a personality.
Yeah.
Just like they taught me to have a sense of humor, but not better than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very careful.
It's the co-host. It's the co-host, the program. That we,
so, Pete, have you had any dreams about WFMU?
Several, as a matter of fact.
Oh, no.
Most of them are singularly appropriate.
Okay.
You can hear the sound of Andy drawing pictures of himself.
And what has been the recurring dream that you'd like to talk about?
You just brought up recurring. I've had several dreams about WFMU. I used to know, I grew up a block away from one of the DJs who used to be on the program decades ago, Stork.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
You grew up in Montclair or something?
Yes, not or something.
Yeah.
I grew up in Montclair.
Not or something.
The public of Montclair, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And, I haven't talked to Stork in, 22 years or something like that.
I know he's waiting for your call. He's sitting by the phone.
I doubt that because I believe he's over someplace in Deutschland.
Yes, in Cologne. I'll tell him you said hello.
I hope he's happy. A tall, blue-eyed Jewish guy living in Germany, not at all anachronistic.
Well, I think he found I think he fell in love, right, Ken?
Yeah, he did fall in love.
That'll do it to you.
He fell in love with the fatherland.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. He was a good person, and I assume he still is. And both you guys seem to be good people.
So have you had dreams about WFMU, Pete?
Yes, I have.
Lay one on us.
When Stork was on the air those many years ago, I actually dropped by over there on Springfield Avenue when you guys used to be in at EO.
Uh-huh.
And when I came home and passed out, because I think I may have been imbibing 12 or 14 different substances that day, I dreamed about being on the air there.
Uh-huh. Was it a good dream or was it a nightmare?
It was...
Hey, my car's ready. My car's ready. Wait, how much longer do we have? Oh, excuse me, what's his name, this caller?
It's Pete.
Yeah. Peter. Michael? Is Michael here? My intern?
No, he starts next week.
Okay, I'll wait. Okay, I got it.
You were going to cut me off this quick?
No. It's okay. No, you go on. You were saying something about a dream or something?
Well, you asked me about the dream, you cloth-eared bozo.
I did. I asked you, not Andy. Andy's just drawing pictures.
Okay, well, is he qualified to do that kind of thing?
Wait, I'm going to sign it? You could auction it off, Kenny. These are on-air doodle by Andy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous, Andy. I love it.
Well, thanks for your call, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for your call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Never heard of someone else's.
Trying to remind Andy or Ken to call.
Thank you. I'm on top of it. Ahead of you.
Call them.
Well, no, they already said they're getting my car.
Oh, you've been doing it on. Oh,
I texted
you've
them.
Been texting them.
Yeah, it's all good.
Man.
We're good to go, buddy.
Well, that's no good for radio.
It's perfect.
We wanted
radio.
A phone call.
For shame.
It's perfect for radio.
What's your name, caller?
Really? My name is Alex.
Really, Ken? It matters.
Hi,
to you?
Alex.
Hey, I should I should sell off
my... I'm driving coast to coast and listening to WFMU. I'm looking forward to the weird dreams tonight about the station.
Drive safely. Use your blinker.
I wish we had some. We haven't gotten a single real dream about WFMU the whole...
nothing interesting.
The whole night. Really, really upsetting. You don't have one? You don't have a new WFMU dream?
Not a new one. I did that COVID promo mask for the show back in the springtime. I had I can't remember quite. Cause
oh, is this Alex?
Yeah, it's Alex.
But I had a little stress dream about it.
Oh, Alex, you're the guy who designed our COVID mask.
Yeah, great job, Alex. Thank you for
that. I am, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Alex.
The design direction from Andy was a real choice.
That's the one that said COVID, COVID and 7 second delay, equally contagious. That's what our little
equally
motto
contagious.
Hey, Alex, are you heading east or are you heading west?
I'm headed from Maryland to Oregon.
Excellent. And are you on Route 80?
I'm taking 70 right now. I'm about to hit Columbus.
Nice.
You're going to love Columbus.
Yeah, nice. Columbus is great.
You can stop at the Rock and Roll Museum.
Yeah,
here's a
really sweet Walmart parking lot. Cleveland. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, Cleveland, yeah. Fantastic. And what brings you to Oregon?
Oh, just taking a trip, seeing some friends.
Wildfires.
They had some excellent riots and wildfires.
Yeah. Friends are great. You're going to love Friends. I had a friend once, loved him.
Who was
I
that?
I don't buy it.
Oh, the guy, Bruce, my neighbor.
Bruce?
My neighbor,
oh,
Bruce.
I remember Bruce.
Yeah,
well, that's nice. I recall things not ending very well with
Bruce.
We had
11 play dates.
I think I remember the 11th.
Oh, that's a play date that will live in infamy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He called me after that one.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Alex, thank you for the call. Good luck on your trip, and thanks for designing that mask. You know, we need people who received the 7-second delay COVID mask to send us pictures of them wearing it. We would love to get that.
Hey, you know what's a good name for a kid's book?
What?
11 play dates. That'd be a good name for
a book. Sounds like a Zooey Deschanel movie.
Yeah, it does. It does.
50 first dates. Wow. 11 play dates. That's actually a really good idea for a movie.
Well, for a kid's movie.
Yeah. 11 play dates.
Yeah.
And then the 11th play date.
And then you get a little flash forward at the beginning of it, like ambulances and police helicopters. And then it says 10 play dates earlier. It builds up to the disastrous 11 play date.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, call and tell him to get your car ready.
Done. Really? Call him?
Yeah, call
no,
him.
No, I don't want to bother him. I texted him.
They may not have gotten the text.
Let's see if they did.
Yeah. Hey, Greg from Zone 5 is filling in for both Weekly World Blues tonight as well as Honky Tonk Radio.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. Your car will be ready. They sent me this 11 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Your car will be ready in approximately 20 minutes.
Oh, no, that sucks.
Wait, that's 9 minutes after 7.
Yeah. You're just going to have to wait around.
Oh, Michael.
It's good thing
Michael,
Michael's coming.
Michael, I need you now. Michael has it all. He's vaccinated.
Yeah.
He's going to wear a double mask.
Okay.
I assume he has a driver's license.
Yep.
He'll get my car.
He comes with a bag of rusty nails and broken glass.
Yeah, to distract me when you're on a roll.
A back scratcher?
Yeah, when you have an interesting story to tell.
What else is he coming with? A prosthetic hand to itch your butt? Is that okay?
This is all you need to know. You've read your last legal ID.
Yeah. But Michael's your intern. He's not.
But I can have him. I can loan him out. Hey, Michael, do Ken a
solid. No, it's okay. No, I can get my own intern. It's okay.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We could have him wrestle. We could have him wrestle it out in the corner.
Yeah.
We could build a little mini Thunderdome.
Oh, man, I miss the Thunderdome. The real one.
Okay, so we went the whole hour without a legitimate dream. Do you agree?
Without a legitimate dream. Yes, we did. And I didn't
complete
even tell
disaster.
I didn't even tell my legitimate dreams. I'm really surprised.
We're gonna have a great
I think
show.
It's that asexual rule that we laid down. I think if it hadn't been for that, we would have had.
No, but that was a good rule. If it doesn't involve us, I can see.
Right.
That's kind of off limits.
Yeah.
You've got to have boundaries.
Well, maybe.
Who's that guy?
That's Greg from Zone 5.
Does he work here?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Greg.
He's doing Weekly World Blues tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
And Honky Tonk Radio.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I think the hardest thing about the dreams, though, is, like, I don't know the physical location, so I can't just be like, all right, this music is playing in the background. Like, if I could at least hear the bathroom, like, know what the bathroom looks like.
He's saying, how could he dream about FMU if you've never actually been here?
Well, then you can have the best dreams. You can just completely make it up.
This
This show topic is not reasons why you haven't dreamt about WFMU.
Yeah, I've never met Joey Heatherton, but I dream about her twice, maybe three times a month.
That's it?
Yeah.
It used to be three times a week.
Used to be three times a dream. Can I go home now?
Not yet.
My car's almost ready.
Not yet.
Michael.
This is WFMU.
Michael, next week. Michael, move that clock 2 minutes faster. Move the minute hand on that clock. Oh, listen, Ken, listen. Shut up. Just listen. That's like a theme song. Oh, that's a Michael song.
Yeah.
It's a song. It's Michael's theme song.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
If Michael had a boat and was an absolute complete lame-o, this would be his theme song.
If he was a lame-o?
Yeah.
Like he had to be told to row the boat ashore?
Yeah.
Maybe he just wasn't planning to come ashore.
Yeah, maybe he's stealing the boat.
Yeah, maybe he's going out to sea.
There's a lot of unanswered questions with this song. You're
maybe
right,
he's
Ken.
Going. Maybe he's going down the coast, and he had no intention of going ashore.
Yeah, maybe. You keep talking, Ken. You keep yapping away.
Hey, thanks to Jeremiah for being our reliable production assistant doing the newsletter. Not sure why you didn't want to make him our intern.
Well, he lives so far, and I think I need a young, strapping intern.
Yeah, why is that?
You'll find out when he's in his underwear, standing in front of you for an hour. It'll all be clear.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, anyway, Greg from Zone 5 is filling in for Weekly World Blues coming right up. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, he's going to be also filling in for Honky Tonk Radio Girl. How about that?
Wow. He's doing a double shift.
Yeah.
I've never been invited to do a double shift. But then again, I've only been here 30 years.
Well, you got invited to do a three-hour music show one time.
I did?
Yeah.
Did
it's
I
in the archives.
It? Wait, did I do it?
Yeah, you did it. If anybody's
no
curious, if anybody's curious what Andy Breckman would have done if he ever got a three-hour music show, there's one in the WFMU archives.
I'm going to have Michael scrub those archives.
Go John, and look. Go John and check them out.
Michael, it's Ken at WFMU.org.
.edu.
No, .org. And then send him all the contact
information. It's not just Ken. It's Kenneth at WFMU.org, and that's spelled K.
Why don't you want me to have an intern? Are you threatened?
I'm a little threatened, yeah. I want an intern, too.
Get your own damn intern.
All right, you get your intern first.
Maybe Michael has a little sister or cousin.
Will Michael really do the legal ID?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm willing to give him a shot.
While he's dancing.
Yeah, in his underwear.
On the table.
Don't forget about the underwear, Michael.
Yeah, clean underwear.
Clean. All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned for
really? Greg. You're thanking everybody for this show, for their part in this show?
Yeah. Thanks
our
for all
listeners.
The, thanks
really?
For all, thanks for all the great calls.
Yeah, they deserve a thanks, really.
Yeah, we got a lot of really great calls tonight. Didn't get a real dream. Not a real dream in the house. River is deep and the river is wide.
I'm happy now. I've made a lot of hits, you know, in the past, but I'm happy now because I have peace of mind, that peace that passeth all understanding, and it's just peace that, that you can't get nowhere. Hello, Gregory!
Gregory's here, apparently. Huh? There was some speculation that Gregory might not make it.
line, leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. They running so fast, the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. Long, 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 long. She heard that 830 local blowing that morning. She hadn't really trained in a good while. She started down that special streamline. She heard that 830 local when she was coming to the line. They cleared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Daddy, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. Hey, it's all right. How you time?